News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We are solid, conservative, just plain right. I'd like to say that we're saving the world one sound bite at a time. That's right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, there's some things on our website you're going to want to see and stuff you may want to know. So yeah, there's so much on our website, rightsideradio.org. I don't even know where to begin, really. But here's the thing. If you are a podcaster, you like to catch parts of the show twice or the first time because you missed it, or you want to send a piece to a friend, all of our podcasting is on there. And you can join, you know, along with the other near 30,000 downloads that we've got on that, and just go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and link it up. You've also got things like the fact that Copper and I both write a weekly piece that comes out in statewide periodicals. And so anything that we've written is on there. And then you've also got, this is cool, I love this, the Right Side Store. So you can click on the button for the Right Side Store. You can get coffee mugs, t-shirts, you know, phone cases, stickers. And my favorite, the one that people like look at me funny when I say it, but it's true. I love the fact that we have Right Side socks you can get. So yeah. All that to say, the Right Side Store is also on our website. But folks, there's two other things on there that I want to make sure y'all hear me say, all right? This is big. If you want to advertise your business on Right Side Radio, then understand this. We sell some of our own ad inventory. So if you want to make sure you're advertising on Right Side, then you got to contact Right Side. And that's done through our website also. There's a contact tab. It tells you how to reach us. Just get on there, tell us we want to advertise our business on Right Side Radio, and we will square you away. But the last thing is this, and this is coming up pretty fast. Less than 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks from last night, if I'm not mistaken. On March the 10th at Burritt on the Mountain, Montesano in Huntsville, March the 10th in the evening, we got an event coming up. The Alabama Policy Institute is going to be celebrating conservatism with a dinner that night. I'm the keynote speaker. I never get a chance to meet a lot of my Right Side ruffians in person, and I would love to meet you. So please, if you would, consider coming that night. Go on the website, rightsideradio.org, click on the button about the API Huntsville event, and I've worked it out so you can get your tickets half price if you want to come. Half price, meaning you type in the Right Side, the word Right Side as a promo code, and it'll square you away with a half price ticket. So yes, would love to have you guys come on that night so I can meet some of you in person and shake your hand and just enjoy being conservatives together in one room. All right, so I'm down here in Montgomery right now, and very cool. I mean, I'm set up in a beautiful boardroom. This is quite the studio, Copper. I mean, I could get used to this. Just, you know, everything like nicer than usual. Let's put it that way. But
yeah, that picture looked pretty shiny.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? I had to send Copper a picture of where I was and said that I was locked, cocked, and ready to rock. But all that meant was I set my equipment up and it worked. But yes, it is nice down here. But I'm speaking to the Alabama Press Association. And I was really pleased to see how many people were there. So it's a room full. We had, I bet we had 60 or more in it representing something like 20 or 30 small town newspapers and online periodicals and others around the state. And just great to get a chance to get in front of them. Today's topic was on gambling, because gambling is that, if I had to find a way to describe it, gambling's like that zombie legislation in Alabama. It never dies. I mean, you can shoot it in the head and it keeps getting back up. The zombie bills, they come in every year. I will say this, for 8 years in the state Senate, I never once had anybody tell me they wanted a casino. I had multiple people tell me they'd like to have a chance for a lottery. All right, I get that. But you know what kills the lottery every year? You may not know this, but I'm telling you, what kills the lottery every single year is the gambling interests that own the casinos demand certain language be written in, and it kills the bills every single time because their greed overtakes their ability to think through things. Anyway, today I was speaking to the Alabama Press Association about the potential for gaming legislation, what last year's bill really did, because it did a lot of bad stuff, not just gaming. I could talk for an hour about last year's gambling bill and not even talk about gambling. It was a violation of every principle that Republicans say we stand for. And I couldn't believe they were considering it anyway. I mean, it gave monopolies. It It expanded casino gaming recklessly. It did not. It abdicated leadership by saying it's too hard to enforce the law, so let's just legalize it and make some money off of it. It gave bad actors who've been violating our laws for years the opportunity to expand their casinos, even though they had been breaking the laws all along. There's one casino owner who is so far behind on taxes that it's a wonder he's not in jail. And yet they were going to give him a monopoly in his area of the state. I mean, what in God's name was going on? Well, that bill died under its own. It was a horrible bill. Horrible piece of legislation. Will there ever be expanded casino gaming in the state of Alabama? I would prefer not, to be honest with you. Because like I said, I've never had anybody clamor for it. Phil, we need a casino, man. It's about jobs. No, it's not. It's like building a whole bunch of McDonald's. They're mostly minimum wage jobs. They're not high paying career opportunities. And I get it. Even a minimum wage job is still a job, but that's not an economic developer for your area. That's like saying, we got another fast food joint. Yay. Okay. There's a little bit of revenue coming in and a few people got a job that pays, you know, $12 an hour. That's about it. But all that to say, folks, that bill was rife with problems. Coming up next, I assume, my buddy Ken Johnson, State Representative Ken Johnson, will walk in the room. We'll talk through some of that stuff and more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.